This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you, you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, today. Folks, yesterday we were talking about picking up what we left off the week before and the weekend before concerning historical errors, which were teaching young people in this country how illiterate our forefathers were. Well, we're countering that with the truth to pull down through the anointing that breaks the yoke of bondage, Isaiah 10, concerning the revisionists of the day who want to take their place. They want you to believe that they were so stupid they didn't know anything that they were doing. Well, the fact of the matter is, everything that they have to say, folks, falls at this. We have the longest standing constitution in modern history. How stupid are they? Well, we spent yesterday showing you how smart they really were. For example, Charles Carroll, signer of the Declaration, entered college at the age of 10 years old. Fisher Ames, also an architect of the First Amendment, entered Harvard at age 12 years old. Benjamin Rush graduated Princeton at age 14. Listen to how stupid this guy is. Of course, I'm being facetious. This is John Trumbull, law student under John Adams, the Colossus of Independence, that prophet of God, justice in Connecticut Supreme Court, read through the Bible at age 4, beat a minister in a Greek contest at age 6, passed a Yale entrance exam at 7.5 years old, and his parents held him out of college till age 13 for the very purpose of not belittling other students. That is a fact. We're going to continue this vein. I'm going to bring you to some of the questions they were asked in elementary school, and get your pencil, get your paper, get your dictionaries as well, and also get your calculators out, friends, because I'm telling you, these kids were smart kids, and we're going to get to that in just a couple of moments. Before I do, I want you to pay attention to what's going on in your country, and we've warned you concerning dangerous psychotropic drugs and how it's a fictitious disease, said Mr. Eisenhower, the creator of that fictitious disease concerning ADD, so on and so forth. But it's interesting to note that what's coming down on the American people now is the information which many suspected. If you go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, you have the Journal of the American Medical Association. Over 30%, listen carefully, over 30% of all FDA-approved drugs have grave and deadly side effects. I mean, folks, I mean, even considering, here, I'm going to just do this, psychotropic, Bradley Dean, antidepressants, and I want you to hear, for example, just in parallel concerning what we're talking about right now, if it pulls up in time, concerning the side effects, even with what they call ADHD, again, which is a fictitious disease. And folks, it's just crazy that people, if they would turn the box around and read the black box, on even psychotropic drugs, you would see how dangerous they really are. Here, when reading, speaking of antidepressants and their black box warnings, you'll see the side effects. Some of the side effects include, listen carefully, okay? This is what they want you to believe that will bring to the aid of whatever dilemma or issue or mental disorder or hyperactivity or whatever the case they want to create out of thin air, friends. Listen, this is what they want you to believe is the answer to the problem. Okay, so these are the side effects of antidepressants. Black box warnings. Confusion. Depersonalization. Hostility, hallucinations, manic reactions, suicidal ideation, loss of consciousness, delusions, feeling drunk, alcohol abuse, homicidal ideation. And there's parents in this country that actually put their kids on these drugs. And we know that they were illegal street drugs back in the 50s. But for some reason now, because the FDA said so and pharmaceuticals said so, well, then it must be good for you. Well, folks, guess what? Going back to the story on sonsoflibertymedia.com, Journal of the American Medical Association, over 30% of FDA-approved drugs have grave and deadly side effects. Listen to this. Close to one-third of drugs approved by the FDA are found to have safety problems, according to research report from the Journal of the American Medical Association. Good for them. JAMA's report, that's the acronym, stated that these safety issues, known as post-market safety events, are common after FDA approval, highlighting the importance of continuously monitoring of the safety of novel therapeutics throughout their life cycle. Every single day in the United States of America, 1,000 people are treated in emergency departments for a single FDA-approved drug. Opiates. Opiate drugs and their overdoses now kill more people annually than the number of Americans who died in the Vietnam War. That was 58,000 men that fought, bled, and died in Vietnam. However, it is not only opiates. We have something called acetaminophen. Overdose is actually the leading cause for calls to poison control centers across the United States of America. This has all been approved by the FDA, America. So what is it about? It's not about your safety and healing and helping folks. This is about the money. More than 100,000 instances per year, and each year is responsible for more than 56,000 emergency room visits, 2,600 hospitalizations, an estimated 458 deaths due to acute liver failure. So while they want to give you the remedy, friends, when in fact what they're doing is they're actually giving you the death knell, really. According to some estimates, antidepressants, which are handed out like candy with the FDA's blessings, causes over 40,000 deaths per year. This, friends, all coming from those that had enough fortitude to actually stand up and tell you the truth, JAMA. And good for them. This is the American Medical Association warning the American people concerning the side effects of what the FDA has approved. And there are people within the medical industry and the medical field that care enough about you to actually tell you the truth. And folks, furthermore, the only reason on the black box when they have all these side effects, that's only there to indemnify themselves against you. Because you can't say in court, if you were to try to sue the pharmaceutical companies, that you didn't know. The pharmaceutical companies are going to say, we had the side effects right on the back of the box. And that's called the black box, right? So come on, we need to open our eyes. We're going to be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
With every passing year, we here at the Sons of Liberty renew our dedication and resolve to reach the lost. For us, that means long hours in the office, long hours on the road, extreme dedication, and sacrifice. But we are willing to do it because we know it needs to be done. Our family has devoted our lives to this purpose, and we are asking you in a small way to do the same. Our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program is a way in which people just like you can join together with us in support of this cause. How does it work? Very simply. All you do is go online to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button on our landing page. From there, you can decide how much you'd like to give each month and then simply fill out the information at the bottom of the page. Whether your monthly donation is large or small, remember, every gift matters and helps us in reaching the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So don't delay. Please join together with us in this cause as we speak the truth and let our actions demonstrate our love. Together, we can truly reach this nation for Christ.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Judith Reisman, Ph.D., and I am visiting professor of law at the Liberty School of Law and president of the Institute for Media Education. Sons of Liberty is an important, incredibly valuable resource for anyone who tries to keep up with where our world has been and where it's going. I urge people to listen.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. If you want to check us out online, please do sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also, jump over to our Twitter account for what it's worth, BradleyDean1. BradleyDean1 on our Twitter account as well, friends. If you'd like to jump over to our Facebook, it is BradleyDean. BradleyDean on Facebook and or, friends, we have a brand new YouTube page that I'm making. No, it's not brand new in the sense of how long it's been up. It's brand new in the sense of me broadcasting you and to you the information that's needed to bring about the resolve concerning the issues that we face on a daily basis in this country. And I want to tell you, folks, the answer to America's dilemma with the young people is show them the price paid for their freedoms, both from the pulpit and, friends, from the microphone. And that's exactly what we're doing here. Bradley Dean YouTube, Bradley Dean on YouTube. And folks, if you'd like to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. It's that simple. First John. Here, folks, I'm going online right now just checking out who's listening. You have us as number one out of 89 radio stations. Thank you. We appreciate your listenership. 92 radio stations across the United States of America listening to us right now. We also want to tell you thank you to the 53 countries that listen to us on a daily basis. So, again, without further ado, friends, let's hit this show. In the sense of bringing you, I've got all these screens up in front of me because I have thoughts running through me and I want to get them off to you while I have you on the show. And I have this time. We have been talking over the last couple days, and actually last week we spent the whole week on just historical errors, indoctrination, what's being taught that counters who we are as a people. And folks, the reason for all these different channels of information coming down the chute here is to divide and conquer the young people in public schools through indoctrination, because they want to make slaves out of them, like the older people are becoming in this country today. And so I highlighted much of that, and I want to bring you over to one of the points that was made, and I said we're going to hit this next week, and it was the historical errors. And what revisionists want young people today to believe is that our forefathers were actually stupid, ignorant people. They were illiterate, when in fact nothing could be further from the truth. So in saying that, I just highlighted Charles Carroll. He was a signer of the Declaration of Independence, and he entered college at the age of 10 years old. These are your forefathers, okay? Fisher Ames entered Harvard at 12 years old. Benjamin Rush graduated Princeton at 14 years old. This one's one of my favorites, John Trumbull. He was a law student under John Adams. He was a Supreme Court justice in Connecticut. He read through the Bible at age 4. You know, folks, don't ever deceive yourselves into believing that kids are stupid, because kids are not stupid. They're very smart. They're very keen. And when you can get a kid to read through the Bible at age 4, you know you have some parents that took the time to train him up in the ways that he should go. So when he is old, he will not depart from it. I mean, John Trumbull read through the Bible at 4 years old. How many adults can't even read through the Bible because they don't understand the words? John Trumbull beat a minister in a Greek contest, a Greek, not English, but a Greek contest at age 6. It was very common for young people to be raised up learning not only English, but also Latin, Hebrew, and Greek. Okay? He passed, John Trumbull did, Yale entrance exam at 7.5 years old. His parents held him out of college, as I said during the first segment, till age 13. Because he didn't want to belittle other students. Andrew Jackson, talking of how smart our forefathers were and how self-sacrificial they were, the 7th U.S. president, again, Andrew Jackson, he was a soldier in the American Revolution at age, listen carefully, he was a soldier at age 12 years old. I don't know what it is, but in America today, kids don't have to grow up until they're 25, 30 years old. How does that work? In light of what I'm showing you concerning our forefathers, they didn't wait until they were 25 years old to do their homework, to pay the price to give us the liberties we have today. William Livingston, he was a signer of the Constitution. He lived as a missionary to Indians at 14 years old, Mark 16:15. He was preaching the gospel. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand, Matthew 3:2, Acts 2:38. Going on, John Quincy Adams, 6th U.S. president, performed drills with Minutemen. You ready for this? He was in the military, folks. He was practicing drills with Minutemen. Okay. And by the way, the militia in this country is the military. We are the government in this country, and militia is constitutional, though I know the state-controlled CIA bought and paid for narrative is to get you to believe that whenever you hear the word militia, something's wrong with those folks. They're lunatics. The government needs to deal with them. Oh, how constitutionally illiterate America has become. But look at this. John Quincy Adams, the 6th president of the United States of America, was practicing drills with Minutemen at the age of 8 years old. He received congressional appointment to be secretary to the ambassador to court of Catherine the Great in Russia at, guess what, friends, 14 years old. 14 years old. James Ibdell, Supreme Court Justice, appointed to public office in North Carolina to oversee finances at the age, the ripe age of, here we have it, 17 years old. 17 years old. And you know what's crazy about that? When you think about what Martin Luther said, how right on he was. He said, I would advise no one to send his child where the Holy Scriptures are not supreme. Every institution that does not unceasingly pursue the study of God's Word becomes corrupt. I greatly fear that the schools, unless they teach the Holy Scriptures diligently and impress them on the young students are wide gates to hell. And what was it that McGuffey was actually in the curriculum that was offered to our forefathers? What was it that was inside of that curriculum? Well, I got some information here for you, friends. His lesson books had such lessons as character of Jesus Christ. The character of Jesus Christ. Wow. In a public school? Oh, you better bet your bottom dollar. You better bet your bottom dollar. And by the way, your enemies know this. They just want you to believe otherwise so they can control you. That's what this comes down to. The golden rule was taught in public schools. You know, do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. What's become of our young people today in this country compared to what our forefathers were raised up under and what they became? I mean, just think about it. We're still living in the seeds concerning we are their harvest. We are still experiencing what they sown in their lives, folks, because we're still living out. We are their posterity today, living out the seeds that they planted. Extract from the Sermon on the Mount. This was taught in public schools. This is why our students were so smart, as the East Coasters say. Solomon's wise choice, the goodness of God, gospel invitation, Christian light and hope, awake Zion, and on prayer? No wonder why our forefathers were so smart. They fed on the Word of God. You know, wasn't it Roosevelt that said, the Bible is better than any college education known to man? And he's exactly right. And it's the simplicity that throws people off is really what it comes down to. Benjamin Rush said, listen carefully, he said, there is the most knowledge of those countries where there is the most Christianity. It's too easy, isn't it? I know it is. I know. Sometimes it's just too simple. You know, the people that want you to believe it's not as easy as I'm making it out to be, or that of my big brother, the captain of my salvation, Jesus Christ. It was said by James Madison, the father of our Constitution, the fourth president of the United States of America. He said it's the philosophers that try to explain what they themselves cannot explain. And the reason that it's so difficult for them to explain it is because they themselves don't even understand it. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. You listen to some of the way these people talk, and it's almost like, you know what, dude? You're talking in your own little world that you live in that nobody else understands because you yourself don't understand it. If other people don't understand your message, it means that you yourself don't understand it. And that's why others are confused trying to understand what they themselves don't understand, folks. It's that simple. It really is. Talking about how smart our forefathers really were. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles: paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Bradley, how come very few people call in? I don't know. It's not a debate radio station or show, is it? Maybe the station is, but the show isn't. Forgive me. There's nothing to really debate. I'm just giving you facts. Facts are stubborn things. But if you'd like to add to these facts, we'd love to hear from you. Or you have another angle or information that needs to be thrown out of the table concerning the listeners, please do. Add to, my friends. It's always good. Now, as promised, I want to get over to another portion of how smart were our forefathers, only countering the revisionists again, where they found in our history books the historical errors. There was a slew of historical errors purposely thrown into the mix to confuse the young people. And one of the things that they were teaching and are teaching young people in this country, by the way, they can be sued for this. If you find textbook errors in your public school, folks, take it to the law. There are law firms out there that will lawfully get behind you and deal with them on their dime. You won't have to pay for it. But the fact of the matter is we're finding a slew of historical errors, purposed errors, no doubt, in so many different texts, from math to science to history. You name it, folks. It's all there. And again, they want you, concerning what I'm talking about here, friends, to believe that our forefathers were illiterate. And I'm proving to you otherwise. Once again, this is how you combat the lie. Just give them the truth. The truth is like a lion. Just let it loose. It will defend itself. It always does. And that's what we're doing here today. I want to bring you to American education. Now let's go up to, instead of where we were earlier, let's go up to the fourth grade. And I want to go to geography, a geography test in 1862. This is a geography test in 1862, okay, friends? How many degrees of longitude are there? How many degrees of longitude are there? How many degrees wide are the temperate zones? What is a watershed? Name the principal animals in the frigid zone. Fourth grade questions, folks. 1862. Name the different hails into which mankind is divided. What is a monarchy? Fourth graders had to answer these questions. What portion of people on the globe are pagans, non-Christians? Wow, that's interesting, isn't it? Let's go over to elementary questions for elementary students concerning math now. You got your calculator? Here we go. I insured two-thirds of a shop worth $36,000 and four-fifths of a house worth $6,000, paying $126. What was the rate of insurance? I insured two-thirds of a shop worth $36,000 and four-fifths of a house worth $6,000, paying $126. What was the rate of insurance? That's the question. What's the rate of insurance? Number two, how much money must be given with nine $100 shares at 15% discount in exchange for eight $100 bonds at 2% discount? These were questions that were laid during testing times to fourth graders. Those were elementary questions concerning their math problems in 1862. Here's another one for you. In 1877, a boat worth $864, of which one-eighth belonged to A, one-quarter to B, and the rest to C, was lost. Which loss did each sustain, it having been insured for $500? They're teaching your students the opposite in public schools today. They're teaching your students that your forefathers were illiterate. Yet I'm, folks, laying to you, bringing you information out of the textbooks concerning elementary education, even going up into 1877, going back to 1862, going back to the 1700s. And I'm laying questions to you right now out of their textbooks concerning the elementary in the fourth grade concerning their math problems. 1-866-582-9933 if you have the answer. Especially you revisionists that attack me on a daily, weekly basis, I want you to answer the questions. A boat worth $864, of which one-eighth belonged to A, one-quarter to B, and the rest to C was lost. Which loss did each sustain, it having been insured for $500? Again, in 1877, and folks, I don't expect people to answer these because they can't. But fourth graders in 1877 could, 1862 could. On a farm, there are 60 animals, horses, cows, and sheep. For each horse, there are three cows, and for each cow, there are two sheep. How many animals of each? Fourth graders. Another question, if seven men can do a piece of work in 4 days, in what time can it be done if three of the men leave when the work is half completed? Okay. Let me say that one again. Fourth grade mental math problems during tests. Okay, if seven men can do a piece of work in 4 days, forgive me, let me start over. If seven men can do a piece of work in 4 days, in what time can it be done if three of them, the men, leave when the work is half completed? How about history questions in 1882? What is a right, or a writ, forgive me, of habeas corpus? Habeas corpus. Number two, questions for fourth graders. What's a bill of attainder? Boy, they must have knew their constitution. Of course they did, because their fathers wrote it. in 1877. What is a bill of attainder? What is an ex post facto law? Enumerate the powers denied to the several states. These were questions asked to fourth graders, friends, in 1877. What are bills of credit? I mean, how many elementary students or even adults today can accurately answer these questions? And it's not, again, being brought to you to belittle anybody, but to show you again how smart our forefathers were. In 1787, the Federalist Papers were written by James Madison, Alexander Hamilton, and John Jay. This was written to let the people know why a federal constitution was needed. Listen to this, going up into the colleges, okay? Listen to this. There is currently a law professor in Alabama who requires his law students to read this book, all of it, and why not? Before they can become attorneys, they will swear an oath to uphold the Constitution. So why not learn the intent of the document that they will swear to uphold? Yet those law students enrolled in the graduate-level legal studies regularly complained to him about the difficulties of reading that old Federalist Papers book. That professor non-sympathetically responded with, "I understand this book was not written for the common average upstate New York farmer of 1787. Listen, I understand that this book was not written for the common average upstate New York farmer of 1787. Do you realize that your forefathers in many cases were nothing short and nothing less of just plain old farmers?" That's what John Adams said, as a matter of fact, when he left office after his presidency. He said, "Just plain old John, Farmer John." Now look what you have, friends. You have a bunch of idiots, literally, constitutionally illiterate, biblically illiterate, friends, running your country right into the hell that the American people deserve because they have thrown off the example that we are to emulate. I mean, this is crazy. There is currently a law professor in Alabama who requires his law students to read this book, all of it, and why not? Before they become attorneys, they will swear an oath to uphold this Constitution. So why not learn the intent of the document that they will swear to uphold? Folks, do you realize? People in your government, we've had them on the radio. When you bring up the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, they don't even know what you're referencing. And we have college students in this country that are going to be attorneys that can't even understand the documents in which our forefathers, farmers though they were, humble farmers though they were, they couldn't even understand what it was that they read. The professor non-sympathetically responded with, "I understand this book was not written for the common average upstate New York farmer of 1787. He said, "Perhaps someday, as a graduate student, we'll attain the educational level of those early New York farmers." So when people want to talk about how stupid our forefathers were, folks, just go ahead and turn around. Tell them they're barking up the wrong tree. I mean, when you look at our founding documents, again, go ahead and get your 1828 Webster's Dictionary out, friends, because you're going to need it. And yet, all day long, on radio, you listen to a bunch of political lies, a political conversation that has no constitutional. No constitutional, friends, pith and marrow in any sense of their conversation. Because remember, constitutional law and the enumerated law is to be referenced only to bring about closure to the issues in which we deal with and which they dealt with back in their time. It was to bring about resolve. And guess what the furthest thing is, folks, that we see today, especially through the conservatives? Any resolve.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Karen from Harrison, Arkansas. My husband James and I are proud to supporters of the Sons of Liberty radio program. We love the way Brad delivers God's word and how he brings in the Constitution to his ministry. We pray that your ministry will continue to grow and reach more people in the future. May God bless both of you.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Political language is designed to make lies sound truthful, to give the appearance of solidarity to peer wind, said Orwell. Political language is designed to make lies sound truthful and to give the appearance of solidarity to peer wind. In other words, folks, it's a language that they have created. It's all based on what? Lies. I mean, when I listen to some of these politicians, and politicians they are, it's a slang word, friends, for those that are supposed to represent we the people, which is a respectable word when you call them representatives. But what's absolutely astounding to me is the absolute constitutional illiteracy, folks. When I listen to the president, it's like, dude, what are you talking about? Where are you at? I mean, just today, folks, listening to what I can stomach and listening to the president making fun of Nancy Pelosi, talking about how wealthy she is. How did she make her wealth? Working for special interest groups. Mr. President, why don't you enforce the laws against her crime? Let's forget about Kim Jong for a moment. Let's deal with the Clintons. Let's deal with the Obamas. Let's deal with the Eric Holders. Let's deal with the Comeys. Let's deal with all of them. But instead of that, he's just playing right along with the game, isn't he, friends? Only there to entertain the American people. He's a part of the game, friends. What else were our forefathers taught? What was it that they were feeding upon that they would be so smart? Samuel Adams said, let ministers and philosophers, statesmen and patriots, write their endeavors to renovate the age by impressing the minds of men with the importance of educating their little boys and girls, inculcating in the minds of the youth the love of their country, of instructing them in the art of self-government, and in short, of leading them in study and practice of the exalted virtues of the Christian system. Of course, this is all, folks, this is everything that I am telling you that our forefathers stated, is everything that is under attack by governments and the media, hand in glove, systematically. So what was it? What made our kids so smart? Well, first grade questions in schools in America. By the way, I have some of these books here, too. What is the fifth commandment? Hey, adults, what's the fifth commandment? According to the Word of God, not to Catholicism, according to the Word of God. What is required in the fifth commandment? These are questions asked to first graders. What is forbidden in the fifth commandment? What is the reason annexed to the fifth commandment? I mean, here we go. Here we go again, going right back to the source of why they were giants. You know, they said of Peter and John that they were unlearned and ignorant men in the book of Acts. But those that meant to criticize them, after acknowledging that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they acknowledged that they had been with Jesus. Wow. Ben Franklin said, history will afford frequent opportunities of showing the necessity of a public religion from its usefulness in the public and the advantages of a religious character among private persons and the excellency of the Christian religion above all others, ancient or modern. So, it all keeps going right back to the Christ, doesn't it? Yes, it does. Yes, it does. No question about it. You know, I understand there's people in the Christian arena that want to try to convey and indoctrinate to the American, basically throw their propaganda on the American people as to who they are not, namely a Christian nation. And I'm humored by that. And I've invited these people over and over and over and over again to jump on the radio with me. And without fail, friends, they fail to pick up the phone and call in because they know what they're teaching is completely a lie. And I'll tell you why it's a lie. The only argument against the Bible is an unholy lifestyle. And guess what? They don't live a holy lifestyle. I want to go back to something that's Benjamin Franklin said of primitive Christianity. He said, who shall ever introduce into public affairs the principles of primitive Christianity will change the face of the world. He said, Benjamin Franklin, and to Jesus of Nazareth, my opinion of whom you practically desire, I think the system of morals and his religion, as he left them to us, is the best the world has ever saw or is likely to see. Boy, I never knew that about Benny. Nope, because you've been listening to the revisionist. You've been listening to those that mean to indoctrinate you and pull you away from your faith. Why? So they can change and convert your country over to a system of humanism. Just to show you how successful the author of the curriculums were that our forefathers actually read, William Holmes McDuffie, he was the university president, professor. His readers sold over 122 million copies in the first 75 years. McGuffey has been titled the schoolmaster of the nation. Read Galatians 3:24. And when you see what's in his primers, what you see that are in his curriculums found in his books, which I have right behind me, it's riddled, friends, with scripture. And again, what's the key to success concerning who our forefathers were to give us what we have today? Well, it goes right back to the Christ. Everything goes right back to the Christ, from Him, through Him, and to Him. Proven elements of sound education, countering the revisionists again, is Christianity, which produces morality and knowledge. And it was instilled at schools, home, and church communities for hundreds of years in this country. But now it's unconstitutional. Noah Webster warned long ago that the education of youth should be watched with the most scrupulous intention. It is much easier to introduce an establishment of an effectual system than to correct by penal statutes the ill effects of a bad system. Listen, maybe some of you have seen this meme, this post. But it shows a picture of a young man going into his jail cell to find a Bible. Which I'm glad he got it, don't get me wrong. But wouldn't it have been better for that individual, before he committed a crime, before he was incarcerated, before he was judged, do you think it would have been a better idea to teach him? Don't you think it would have been better to do what the Word of God says and prevent better than to cure? I mean, don't you think, America, it would have been better for that young man to have the Bible on his desk at a public school, if that's where he was going to go, rather than wait until he's in jail to give him a Bible? Which one do you think is better, friends? And that all coincides with none other than what, again, Noah Webster said. The education of youth should be watched with the most scrupulous intention. It is much easier to introduce an establishment of an effectual system than to correct by penal statutes the ill effects of a bad system. The education of youth lays a foundation on which both the law and the gospel rest for success. I mean, I can exhaust this point. But again, going through it, we also have talked several times about the slogans and the educational philosophies in Harvard. I just told my son the other day, I said, there is nothing grosser to me. Honestly, and I mean this with everything in my fiber, friends. I really do. College students, and I'm talking about what I've seen in the secular arena and in the Christian arena, they gross me out. They act as if the world can't wait until they get there. They act like they have all the answers, when in fact, if you look at the doctrine they've been chewing on, friends, they don't have the answers. They have the wrong answers. But what's sad about it is they think they have the right answers, when in fact, they have the wrong ones. And instead of being ashamed, they're proud. I mean, when I do high school assemblies, at least you still have hope with the young people in schools, because they don't act like those that are in the colleges. When the college students, they continuously invoke and make reference to things that are completely obsolete. I mean, it's irrelevant to real life is what they're being taught. And there's a huge disconnect. But again, look at our forefathers. Look what they fed on. They fed on the Word of God, just like our forefathers did. And they were giants. And no one can take that away from them, nor the Christ that they served. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. We will talk to you in 23. See ya.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.